This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back an old guest. He was on my show back in July this year. We're talking about BioCorex, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. And with us today is the CEO and president of that company, Brady Grainer. Brady, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure to be on.
You know, addiction is treatment is what you guys are known about. And there's a huge epidemic, if you will, in the country of opioids. You know, give my listeners a little bit of about statement of what you guys are all about. And then I want to get into some Q&A.
We're an addiction solutions company. We do several things in that space. We have a behavioral program that was developed by addiction experts that includes cognitive behavioral therapy, which helps people once they're in therapy to kind of move ahead and avoid triggers that will lead to their relapsing once they receive the naltrexone implant, which is also part of our program. So we have this behavioral program that includes naltrexone therapy in an implantable form, coupled with CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and peer support. So it's a three-part program, and it's used by independent treatment centers around the country. More information is available there at beataddiction.com. And then we also have a subsidiary, an R&D subsidiary, BioCorex Pharmaceuticals, where we're developing products for FDA approval also in the addiction space. And we're seeking FDA approval on a naltrexone implant.
You know, one of the reasons why I asked you to come back on the show, I was wanting to know if you could give us your grant update PR in early October, mentioned about the NIDA correspondence. I just want to know where we're at in that process.
Yeah, so we received a just-in-time request from NIDA back in early October, which is typical as when they when they want more information before they make a final decision on funding. So we view that as a very good sign. So we were in the process of compiling all the information that they requested. It's a lot of information that we have to get from third parties and things like that, which is more more tedious than anything else. So we've been working on that ever since we received the request. And from my understanding, all of the grant applicants that are in our class, so to speak, that had grants reviewed in the month of August, I believe they all received the ones that are like received these just-in-time requests. I believe they were all given the month of October to get that information in, and I think the process from there. We never know 100% how the process is because we're not behind the scenes of the government. But it seems that the review all of those responses during a meeting that takes place after they received all the responses from any other applicants, if any, that were in our class. We have the month of October to get that information together, and we're just about done with that information and getting ready to submit it long before it's the deadline. And then we just have to wait for that next round of review before they make a final decision. So it seems that we should know something in the month of November from all the indications that I get in my discussions with them. But of course, there's no guarantees when it comes to dealing with anyone that's a third party. But that's all the indications we get that we should have some answer on that, on the funding by that time in November, maybe mid-November or so is what I'm guessing, what I understand. So
now, recently, you guys signed a letter of intent with VDM Biochemicals for a new antagonist product with a patent granted. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
The interesting molecule that was discovered several years ago by this family, and they got it patented. They had a patent granted relatively quickly on the product. And they did studies, they say, overseas several years ago where it proved these certain characteristics that it could be used as a naloxone for overdose reversal and also for craving reduction in alcohol and some other indications. So they made some claims to that and that are included in that patent. So we see it as a potential alternative or for naloxone, if it does in fact say, does what it says it does. because they claim it has a three times stronger affinity to the receptors than naloxone, which would be very interesting because it may prove useful for reversing fentanyl overdoses, which is growing rapidly. So, again, we are the goal here is to enter into a definitive agreement, which is an LOI, where we have the right to acquire up to 49% ownership of the IP. But first, we need to finalize evaluation with the IP, get into a definitive agreement with them, with VDM, and then from there, we need to go out and validate the product. So, which means we need to do our own studies on the product. VDM would produce the product, and then we need to do some non-clinical studies to, in essence, recreate what they said they have done. We need to recreate it ourselves under controlled conditions so that we can, again, validate those claims. So if it works as they claim, it could be a very, very great product to enter into the pipeline and into this opioid crisis and for other indications possibly. So, again, it can be a very exciting product, but it's really too soon to really tell, and it's a very early stage.
You know, I wanted to ask you about Jeremy Miller. Is he still an advocate for your company, and how's that going?
Yeah, Jeremy's been with us for several years. I think he was first went through our program, I think, back in 2011. And he's just been great to work with over the years, and he's still, doing fine and pursuing, things in his cooking career and acting career. And he still works with us on a support level, peer support coaching level for individuals going through our program. So he's been a very, great asset for us, a testament to what our program can do, and we're proud of him and the things and the people he's been able to help ever since he's helped himself. It's been great. So yes, he's still involved with us.
My guest today is Brady Grainer. He is the CEO and president of BioCorex Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. Before I let you go, Brady, I wanted to ask you about uplisting update on the NASDAQ. Is that going to happen?
Well, I certainly hope so, and that's the plan. So we're actually traveling next week to get together our entire team of our consultants for the uplisting to the NASDAQ, our IR firm, our SEC counsel, putting together the strategy and the blueprint for that. Still some work that we need to do to be able to get there, obviously, but it is on our definite to-do list. We want nothing more than to get uplisted hopefully sometime, next year, in the first half of the year would be nice. Of course, I mean, that's predicated, it's predicated on a lot of things happening, of course, so we can't guarantee that's going to happen, but it's certainly where we want to be. Love to get on a bigger exchange and look at acquisitions and all these other things that we kind of have our eyes on that we can do much better on a larger exchange like the NASDAQ. So it's very much in the plans, and we're going to get back on that. So looking forward to getting through this NIDA grant process and also this uplisting process as well.
I want to thank you for stopping by for the show today. It's always a pleasure. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you might want to illustrate to my listeners?
Yeah, I think I always say the same thing. And if you know anyone that's struggling out there, I encourage people to go to beataddiction.com. That's just our information website about our program. Tons of information there. If you know anyone that's struggling, definitely go there. So I definitely want to get that. Always want to get that word out to help people. That's what we're doing this for.
Brady, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Likewise.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.